Thank you for coming to worship this morning. We will meet this Wednesday night for our Bible study and prayer time across the street in the Ed Building. Please come if you're able to. At 6:30 p.m. we will begin with a light meal and we'll have time of fellowship. Then we'll have our Bible study and our prayer time. Our next session meeting is Wednesday night, January the 13th, after Wednesday night Bible study. Our call to worship this morning comes from Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, and from Psalm 90, verses 1 and 2. Would you read it with me responsively? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world. Stand and let's join together and sing the doxology. Thank you. You may be seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh Lord our God, You are from everlasting to everlasting. You are the eternal God. 1,000 years in Your sight are like a day that has just gone by, or like a watch in the night. You have been the dwelling place of Your people throughout all generations. You have had compassion on Your servants. You have satisfied us with Your unfailing love. Show us Your splendor and make us glad. May Your favor rest upon us as we come to You through the all-prevailing name of Jesus, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our first hymn this morning is number 30. Our God, our help in ages past. We're going to sing stanzas 1 and 7. Would you please stand, and we'll continue to stand through the reciting of the Apostles' Creed and the singing of the Gloria Patri. Confess our faith, reaffirming our faith using the ancient Apostles' Creed. Christian, what is it that you believe? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Be seated. One of the great assurances of pardon is found in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. 1 John 1, 5 through 9 says, God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with Him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh Lord our God, as we stand on the threshold of a new year, it is like the old Puritan said, we are like a ship about to sail on an unknown sea. But we are ready to sail with You, our Father, as our harbor, with Jesus, the Son of God, as our captain, and with the Holy Spirit filling our sails. We thank You for the gospel's promise of pardon. That if we confess our sins, You are faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We do ask You to forgive us for walking in the darkness, for lying and not practicing the truth, for unfaithfulness to our Savior. Give us Your grace to sanctify us, Your comforts to cheer us, Your wisdom to teach, Your right hand to uphold us, Your counsel to guide, Your law to judge, Your presence to stabilize, to sustain us and aid us every hour. We pray this morning for our members who are ailing. We pray for Jim Bowles to regain full and strong use of his legs. We pray for Bess White. We pray for her to regain the ability to walk with her hip replacement. And we pray for relief of her suffering. And we pray for Elizabeth and the hardship that it's causing her to have to try to help minister to her mother. We pray that You would sustain her and comfort her. We pray for Gloria King as she continues to recover from broken vertebra. Father, we pray for Jim Doris and Betty Doris as he puts her in the nursing home. We pray for all of the folks that out at Oak Ridge who are sick this morning. We pray for missionaries of Jesus Christ taking the gospel to the ends of the earth. And if we pray especially for the ones that we personally support, some of them who have visited with us recently, we pray for the Bowlings who are on stateside for about 6 months. We pray as they prepare to go back to Mexico. We pray for Carl and Becky Chaplin working with MTW. We pray for the Davilas who are preparing to go back to Costa Rica. We pray for the Dahogues ministering in North Africa. Pray for the Hills in Peru. We pray for the Pattersons with Wycliffe Bible translators. And we pray for the Romaines working in New York City with mainly with Muslims. And we pray for him as he prepares to come and to visit us in February. We pray for all of them, Lord, that You would give strong support to them, sustain them in the work, and give them, and may they prosper in the service of Jesus Christ. We pray that You would supply all of our needs, that You would direct our steps, that You would prosper our work, that You would build up our faith, and that You would give us a desire to show forth Your praise, testify of Your love, and advance Your kingdom with triumphant joy. In Christ's name, amen. Responsive reading this morning comes from Psalm 142, and you will find the words of Psalm 142 in the back of your Trinity hymnal on page 837. Will you turn there and please read responsively with me from Psalm 142. I cry aloud to the Lord, I lift up my voice to the Lord for mercy. When my spirit grows faint within me, it is you who know my way. Look to my right and see no one is concerned for me. I cry to you, O Lord. I say, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living.
This is my cry, for I am desperate for thee.
Set me free from my prison that I may praise your name. Our next hymn is number 253. There's a fountain filled with blood. We're going to stand and sing stanzas 1, 3, and 5. You may be seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer as we prepare to receive our morning offering. Our Father in heaven, we understand that you are not impressed with our pedigrees, with our titles, with our credentials, or our good works. We cannot purchase your favor by bringing tithes and offerings for the wrong reasons. But you have taught us to give. You have taught us to be cheerful givers to the work of your kingdom. And you have ordained that this is the way that the kingdom of Christ will be spread. So we bring these offerings as an expression of our worship to you. We pray that you would bless them and use them to establish your work here in this place and to further advance the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ to the uttermost parts of the earth, and it is in His name that we pray. Amen. message this morning comes from the Gospel of John, from John chapter 1, verses 1 through 18. And this is what it says. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness, to bear witness about the light, that all men might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own people, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave them the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks before me because he was before me.' For from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only God, who is at the Father's side. He has made him known." And we'll bring a message on that called "The Man of the Ages" after the special music at this time.
Thank you.
every year since 1927, Time Magazine has been choosing a person of the year. The first one was Charles Lindbergh. The list includes people like Gandhi, Franklin D. Roosevelt, Winston Churchill, Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, Khrushchev, Kennedy, Eisenhower, Martin Luther King, Nixon, Carter, Reagan, Gorbachev, Pope John Paul II, George Bush, Vladimir Putin, and Barack Obama. The first woman chosen was Wallis Simpson in 1936, the woman who caused King Edward VIII to abdicate the throne of England. The criteria for Time's Person of the Year is that it be a man, woman, or idea that for better or for worse has most influenced events in the preceding year. Time's Person of the Year for 2015 is German Chancellor Angela Merkel. I don't know very much about her, but I'm sure she has done something worthy of Time choosing her as the person of the year for 2015. In John chapter 1, we are introduced to a man who is much more significant than all of Time Magazine's persons of the year. He outdistances all of them by light years. He is more than the person of the year. He is more than the person of the decade. He is more than the person of the century. He is more than the person of the millennium. He is the person of the ages. He is the man of the eons. He is truly the man of eternity. And he is Jesus Christ. And we're going to find out in this passage why he is the man of the ages. We begin this chapter, John chapter 1, reading about someone who is called the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. It's not until you get to verse 17.